a place where they didn't know his name. Telemundo International, we bring you Cash with his first podcast episode of Cash, hosted by none other than me, Cassius Flow. Dream Magic Entertainment, Boom Squad Salute. You already know, look us up on the book. Shout out to All Nighter from the All Nighter Report. This is Cassius Flow with his first episode of the preseason.
How you doing, everybody? My name is Cassius Flow from Stream Magic Entertainment. Salute to Boom Squad, LOD, Real Loud, whatever, whoever's out there. I'd like to give a shout out to basically, and a couple other people, Tragic, Montalvo, and basically Chismac, Sightlaw, Betrayal, Seven Headed Angels, all the people from my area, Cynical. There's a lot of cats out here doing the thing, you know, I gotta give respect to them all. But first off, I wanna get to a subject that I feel is important. And it's basically coming to the point where I have to open my mouth to say something. So here is the issue that we have right now. We have a United States of America that is so fucked. And you wonder what I'm talking about, right? Here's the issue at hand that we possibly have now. Everybody on Facebook is talking about this dude named Junior. This 15-year-old, a 16-year-old kid that got killed. Now, Then they blame it on the bodega, and then they blame it on the cowards that did it. Well, here's the situation. What about those fucking crowds of people that were fucking putting this on live and letting this kid die? Why did none of those idiots step up? No, they wanted a couple of views so their Facebook could be popping and be somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Instead of having a fucking life, be safe. What if that was you? What if that was your cousin, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your son, your daughter, whatever the hell it be, your dog's friend? I don't even know, keeping it above. I feel right now very, very, very ashamed to be part of America right now. And the reason why is, I'm going to tell you why. I love America, don't get me wrong. But we have a 15-year-old kid that got murdered, and not one person in that crowd stepped up to save his life. So here's where it comes from. This United States of America, home of the brave. Now here's another situation. Are you telling me through that whole thing that there was this home of the brave, land of the free? You're telling me there wasn't one fucking cop out there to stop this shit? They let this all happen, and if there was, why are they still working for the New York Police Department? I'm not saying I like cops, don't get me wrong. But if they're supposed to be serving the United States as a police officer, and we already got a lot of shit going on with that shit, we don't even need to get into that topic. Why is it that they watched, if they were there, this child get killed? Now, everybody's gonna say it's a race thing. Everybody's gonna say it's this and that. My opinion is everybody was ignorant at that moment. I don't care if you're white, Chinese, purple, blue, yellow. Every person that was around that situation let it happen, one way or another. So, for this United States of America, home of the brave, land of the free, I am very ashamed to call myself an American citizen. And I love America, don't get me wrong. I love this country so much. I was born in it. You know what I'm saying? But let's just say this. And we wonder why people these days would rather, I don't even know how to explain it. Let me fall back a minute. I just lost my concentration. This just made me appalled right now. So, like, it's becoming to an issue that this land of the free, home of the brave, has given me this thought process. If you out there think this was acceptable, you're sick. Because it wasn't. And if you could have done something about it, which I want you to think, if you were there and you could have done something about it, I hope you think very well that you are lucky that you're still here. Because it could have been you. Somebody's child is gone because of all your ignorance. Your ignorance to let this child die just so you could get views on Facebook. Maybe prove that it was happening to try to save his life. Maybe that was what your thoughts were. But what's the need of proof? Everything around there was recorded. Someone should have stepped up and stopped that. And to kill him with machetes and knives. This is too, these idiot. 8 cowards. And he had no weapon. The first slice you had on him, you noticed he didn't have a knife. And he was already out. Why the fuck did you keep going? What was the thought process in these 8 cowards that made them think, you already took the kid out, why keep going? And you know what I'm saying? And who at the hands of this is to truly blame? It's America. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because this stuff just doesn't happen in New York. It doesn't just happen in Boston. It doesn't just happen out here in the United States of America. It happens a lot. We got kids who are being bullied, who are coming to fight back and shooting up schools. We got people who don't realize how this is affecting us. It starts with being bullied. It starts with that. It starts with people with low self-esteem taking out on someone else so their face can be off on the issue. And that's one thing. Another thing is, it's the lack of attention somebody's parents are giving to their kids. You give more attention to those kids that you supposedly wanted in the first place, instead of just sticking them in a room with video games and telling them to shut the fuck up, do your homework, and do your own thing. That's the problem with America. We Americans don't give quality time like we should to our children. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff didn't happen in the 40s. Keeping it a buck with you. There was other things they worried about. But you didn't hear about schools being shot up. And all that shit. And all this other shit. So I honestly want to say, America, I am giving you an opportunity to change what you do. Wake up. Kids are our future. They're the ones that are going to take care of us when we get old. If you're not taking care of your kids or you're abusing them, wake the fuck up. Because who's going to take care of you when it's your time? And for the innocent that have had... How long is it going to be till we realize this is enough? How many beautiful kids... And I'm saying this in a positive way right now. How many beautiful kids, and beauty has no gender, have to die before we wake up and see that we need to make a change? I am Cassius Flow, Cashing It In. Welcome to my podcast. I love America, don't get me wrong. But does America love America? That is the question. Wake up and see. Drink a cup of coffee and fall back and listen and think about what your mindset is going through. How many more have to be a victim of America's naive ignorance? You know what I'm saying? This is the first week I've heard less about Trump and more about Union. Like, if y'all hate what somebody's doing, why didn't you run for president? Why didn't you run for office? Why didn't you do something about it? Everybody's so used to shoving it in someone else's face. But they'd rather not own up to their mistakes and change it. I've made mistakes in my time. I was a very depressed person for many years. I gave up on my life for so long. And I don't care where this goes. It started off with Real Loud Entertainment helping me out for a while. Then it came to Boom Squad and Street Magic. Those are the two sets of people that have been there for me the most. I'm glad to be a part of Stream Magic Entertainment. And I salute Real Out Entertainment. No matter where it's going. But what I gotta say is, all this other ignorance that I see in this United States. Like, I don't want to scroll down my Facebook and see a whole bunch of people, stupid shit, like kids getting hurt or this and that type of shit. But America loves that shit. They'd rather comment on that shit and put their minds into that shit than actually putting something more positive out there. So, America, I am giving you a challenge. You have the hip-hop challenges. Here's my challenge. Change the fucking world challenge. Do something with yourself. Motivate challenge. Wake up and change what you see. It takes one voice to change one world. And how many voices we have out there? This world should be a lot different right now. God bless. This is Cashing It In with Cashing It In.